Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor. Today's podcast is a supplement to our FAQ guide on peripherals. Joining me is expert and author of CNET Do-It-Yourself PC Upgrade Projects, Guy Hart Davis. Thanks for joining us, Guy.
Hi, Elaine. Good to be talking with you today.
Today we'll be discussing a couple of questions from the FAQ guide, but a little more in-depth than on the site. Guy, can you tell us a little bit more about the hardware upgrade cycle and why knowing it is important?
Okay, Elaine. The thing is, most companies have a pretty strict cycle for upgrading their hardware so they can keep things balanced financially. Now, in the current economic climate, they're going to want to stick to their budgets that much more closely, and the budgets are going to be that much tighter anyway. I'm sure you know how it is. The days of Herman Miller office chairs for everyone are long gone. So companies are going to be making sure they get the maximum return on their investment in PCs and in peripherals. That means if you're trying to sell them kit, you'll need to slot into the hardware upgrade cycle. How long this cycle is depends on the company, but you'll typically be looking at something on the order of 3 to 4 years. Some companies go on flogging their old hardware until it gives up the ghost, but most companies are more sensible than this, and they look to upgrade steadily before this happens. So every few years, pretty much all the company's hardware is going to be replaced, and most companies are going to do that gradually on an ongoing basis rather than doing it all at once. So if you can tap into the hardware upgrade cycle, you'll be able to learn what hardware your client will need and when they'll need it ahead of time. That means you can plan ahead and you can balance the demands of your various different clients without overcommitting yourself and without putting your quality of service at risk.
Great. Can you also discuss the other peripherals a service provider can offer a customer to benefit their systems?
Right. Well, Elaine, as you know, there are an amazing number of different peripherals these days, so it's really going to depend on the customer. But here are a couple of ideas on how to approach this question. What you'll often find is that the client comes to you with specifications for the PCs, but doesn't really have a detailed breakdown of what the employees are actually going to be doing with them. This means that when you're on the ground at the client's site, you should take the opportunity to assess what the employees will do and see what extra peripherals could help them to do it. Here's an example. Say you see a knowledge worker who's printing out confidential papers on a shared printer. And so she's having to pop out of her office like a gopher every couple of minutes to prevent anyone else from seeing the pages before she grabs them. You could recommend she have a dedicated printer in her office instead. This isn't going to be a priority for the client's administrators because the shared printers are that much easier for them to administer, but it can make a huge difference to the worker who's actually having to do this task. Another thing is, when you're at the client site, think about the upgrades you can recommend to the peripherals that they already have. For example, if you see an employee who does a bunch of typing, like a serious amount of typing, using a basic keyboard, you could recommend an ergonomic one instead. You want to make sure the client's clear on why you're recommending the upgrade. There's a world of difference between, hey, I've got a keyboard to sell you, and your employee is at risk of getting repetitive stress injury from doing so much typing, but here's something that can help. As you'll appreciate, you want to be on the helpful end of the difference, because that's what's going to help you make the sale to the client.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Guy.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
Learn more about offering peripherals to your customers in our FAQ guide at www.searchsystemschannel.com/peripherals. This has been Elaine Hom of searchsystemschannel.com, and thanks for joining us.